It's Mark Reardon for C-Speak, the language of executives, sponsored by PNC Bank. Today, we're talking ecosystems with Michael Scully, regional president of PNC Bank, and Sam Fiorello, COO of the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center. Sam, can you give us some examples that demonstrate the success of our ecosystem here in St. Louis?
6 years ago, the Danforth Center holds an annual investor conference. Companies come from around the world. We have a competition to select the business plans that we want to highlight. We bring investors in. There are a couple of founders of a company, early stage. They're on the East Coast. One of the founders lives in Boston, the other in Camden, Maine. And they had this idea, and that idea was to make probiotics for plants, beneficial microbes. But it was an idea. We helped them to find scientific collaborators. We helped give them access to some discoveries that will advance their business. We helped give them access to core facilities like our greenhouses. We convinced them that if you move your business to St. Louis, it's going to grow and thrive. Today, that is one of the hottest startups in the space in the country. They've raised about $100 million from investors from the East Coast and the West Coast and the Midwest. They've hired 50 employees from around the world. They're going to have products in farmers' fields in 2018. They're working with some of the big plant and food and ag companies. That company is primed for success. We were able to attract them here. Neither of the founders had ever lived in St. Louis. They have no connection. They didn't go to high school here, but they thought this is the best place to grow their business. And now looking back, they say that was a pivotal decision and they would not have been at the stage they are with the level of success they've had had they not chosen our ecosystem in St. Louis.
So Sam, what other regions do we compete with that have successful innovation ecosystems?
So we go head to head with several regions of the United States. One of them is Research Triangle Park in North Carolina. And there again, you have some of the fine universities, engines of innovation at North Carolina and Duke, North Carolina State. They have a history of innovation there. We compete with a center around University of California, Davis in the Bay Area. We compete with Austin, Texas. Again, if you look for places that have best-in-class research, those are the critical centers of these innovation ecosystems. And there are many more, but those are three big ones. And you know, we're proud to say we've done very well competing with them in the last years as we've built our ecosystem up.
Are there gaps in the innovative ecosystem in St. Louis? And if so, how can our ecosystem improve?
Yeah, so we're not there yet, and there are gaps that exist in our ecosystem. We've done a great job with the early stage creation of technology and ideas at places like the Danforth Center in WashU. We've done a great job with early stage risky funding, sort of those first $10, $50, $100,000. We still have some room on the once that proof of concept happens, and now a company needs to raise its first $5 or $10 million, we really have to look outside our region to try to entice investors, usually in the Silicon Valley area or Boston, to come here and invest in us. What we'd like to do is have those more of those critical dollars here in our hometown so we get more of these deals funded. We continue to have a bit of a challenge with our brand. We need to do a better job telling the world that St. Louis and Missouri are the greatest place in the world to build a plant and ag science company so we can attract the talent that I talked about. Working with the state, we compete with states like Ohio that give tens of millions of dollars to help companies grow. We do less of that here. We've got some terrific programs. There's Missouri Technology Corporation gives funding to early stage companies. I think we've got to keep funding things like the Missouri Technology Corporation. We have examples of how their early funding in the last years have led to companies like NewLeaf and others. I think we need to keep doing that. So yeah, there's room to grow. We've got a great base built, but it's very competitive. We have regions that are going after the same kind of companies we are. So in order to keep ahead of this, we're going to have to continue to fill the gaps.
Sam, how can our listeners become involved in keeping the ecosystem momentum going here in St. Louis?
Yeah, there are a variety of reasons that our listeners can become involved. One is to get to know the Danforth Plant Science Center. If you haven't been there to visit, come on out to visit and get to know what we do. Again, it's something the entire community can be proud of. It's the best of its kind in the world, and it's really an impressive place to see and learn about. The Danforth Center offers events regularly to a lay audience to come and hear about things that all of us should care about, food and the environment and human health. Every third Tuesday, the Danforth Center hosts something called the Venture Cafe. It's a gathering of innovators, thought leaders, folks who are starting companies, who are thinking of starting companies, but it's also open to the lay community. Come and it's free, and there's free beer and wine and a series of talks and gatherings, and it's a great way to build a network and just learn more. I think if you get a chance and someone from the state legislature or the governor's office asks, what about this? Support the kinds of things that I mentioned, continued funding and support for this innovation that happens here, because it really does mean job creation, economic prosperity for all of us, and continue to be a strong community as we go forward in the 21st century.
So, Sam, as we enter 2018, tell us what's going on at the center.
Yeah, we're really excited. I think the last big thing we've been working on is to take the success of the Danforth Center and the Bridge Park on our 40-acre campus and really expand that to a larger offering that would help us to do a lot of things, including continue to recruit talent, but also expand our footprint for startup companies. And that's an initiative called the 39 North District. And we are partnering with the St. Louis County Economic Development Partnership, with the City of Creve Coeur, with Monsanto Company, and with the developers, Wexford, the developers of Bridge Park, coming together and trying to plan, do a 20-year look of what this district needs to continue to attract folks. Things like walking paths and green spaces and bike paths, more density with offerings like restaurants and coffee shops to bring people together, and working with property owners to think about locations for once the companies come out of an incubator, like a Helix incubator in our district, and need to grow, they'll grow into Bridge Park. And what happens after that, because they're successful, and maybe New Leaf is an example of that, when eventually they have 200 and 300 people. So we're planning street grids and infrastructure so that the 600 acres around the Danforth Center will become akin to what folks might have heard of in the Cortex District in the city. That's just started, and keep an eye on it. I think in the next years, you're going to see some initial changes with infrastructure, but eventually you'll see new buildings and new tenants, and it'll be much more of a robust ecosystem.
Sam, Mike, thanks for joining us today for another great C-Speak interview. C-Speak, sponsored by PNC Bank.